It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Good morning there, Kelly.
Hello.
February 1st. A few things to look forward to this month. Grammys, of course. Sunday, you got Super Bowl, which no one knows about, on next Sunday. But then there are several new shows that are jumping back into the fray, like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Don't know if you've ever watched an episode of that. I don't think you have.
Not one second.
Right. Abbott Elementary, another one that is very popular. Of course, Valentine's Day. You've got President's Day, which is a holiday for many, so that's always nice. And it's Black History Month. Plus, if you're a leap year baby, you've got a big birthday coming up at the end of the month.
Do you celebrate bigger when it's the actual leap year?
Yeah,
I think you should.
I think you'd have to. I want to say I have a friend who was a leap year baby, and he celebrated it on March 1st, not February 28th.
Oh.
Because it was one of those things where it's like, well, it's not my birthday on February 28th.
Okay.
But March 1st was...
Had already passed.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it was like, you know, you don't want to do it, celebrate it early.
Sure.
I don't know if you're a leap year baby or not, and... I think March 1st is typically the day that you would celebrate on every, the 3 years before that.
I guess your parents would decide that for you, right? When you're a baby.
Yeah.
They choose when to start celebrating
And
you just pretty much got to go with it, right?
I know there was someone who I went to school with who had a birthday on a leap year, and their family did 2 days. They did it on February 28th and on March 1st.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, cover the bases.
Right.
Extended celebration.
But on the actual 29th, they'd only get 1 day. So it was like you get 2 days every 3 years for 3 years. And then on every fourth year, you'd only get 1 day. So.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So anyways, January, long month, finally through it. And we're on to... bigger and better things, I guess. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. By the way, the Grammys, yes, coming up on Sunday. I know we mentioned that a little bit. Christina Aguilera, Lionel Richie, Lenny Kravitz, Mark Ronson, Oprah Winfrey, amongst the presenters at the Grammys. And then, of course, Travis Kelce. A lot of people are wondering, okay, you know, Taylor has supported you.
Are you going to support her?
Are you going to support her on music's biggest night?
He's got things going on.
And he says no. Yep. But it's not because he doesn't want to.
No.
It's because his team is so good.
Exactly.
He has to actually play in a football game.
Right. He's got to get ready for the old Super Bowl, he said.
Yeah, exactly. So he did address that on the podcast that he does with his brother yesterday. So
maybe she'll FaceTime him. Babe, I won.
You know what? I mean, I think they're fine. It's going to be fine. You know, everybody goes through these things. Hey, I'm not going to be able to make this. I understand, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It's so. Understand. Well, here, and listen, there is now, they got the audio because there were microphones everywhere when they were on the field doing their
kissy-huggy. The AFC championship game?
Yep. Dropping the L word. You can see what they said.
You know, hey, if you know, you know.
They're in love.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So that's, hey.
It was really sweet. You can see the video and hear what they're saying.
We're all pulling for them. All right. Coming up this hour, setting the bar story, which is one of the most embarrassing typos that you could make as a company, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right.
As a company, you got to make sure you are crossing all the T's, dotting the I's, and making sure things are spelled right.
Yeah, would love to hear your most embarrassing typo as well. So we'll get into that a little bit later on this hour. Then misconnections coming up, and then a feel-good on the way next.
We're going to start with the best organ swap story you'll hear.
Ah, that's what my wife and I did the other day.
I knew it. You already ruined it. I knew it.
Did I ruin it,
you
though?
You did, a little.
All right, that's coming up next. All right, let's get to a feel-good story, Kelly Kay.
It's an organ swap story between strangers who are now forever intertwined. Julie Sanders of Arizona found out that she couldn't donate her kidney to her brother, Frank, because she wasn't a match.
Mm-hmm.
But she decided to donate it anyway to someone who was a match in Chicago.
Mm.
That man's Tony. Found out his wife, Tracy, was a match for Frank.
Oh, wow.
So she sent her kidney to Arizona for Frank. So now both men are off dialysis, and here they are speaking and meeting for the first time over Zoom.
Here we are today, and I couldn't thank Banner Hospital for taking care of me. Actually, you guys, it's been a long journey.
I'm glad it's working for you. I've tried staying healthy the entire time. I worked out, I exercised, I ate right. I made sure that kidney stayed healthy.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that just amazing? What a turn of events. You can see their story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Definitely a different organ swap than what I thought.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You couldn't not, right?
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
When love is within reach, but you just miss. So you have to do what, Kelly?
Do a little typey-typey in mom's basement, send it off into the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
It's 99.7 DJX and...
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is Man for Woman. It's titled Love at First Audit.
Okay.
You, cute barista, long dark hair with cashew-shaped earrings, and a smile that could make me blush from the waist down.
Ow, why did we say it like that? You can just stop and make me blush. Ew, you already made it creepy.
Me? Tall guy. Blue suit covered in, quote, mystery stains.
Mystery stains?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. I didn't disclose this to you in person, but I'm an IRS agent who was on my break.
Oh, boy.
I tried to make conversation by asking you if you declare all your tips on your taxes.
That's his flirting line? Oh, he needs some better game.
You replied... I have to do that? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's probably kidding.
You were totally joking, weren't you?
Yeah, she's probably joking.
I think you were.
Okay.
Anyway, we continued to flirt with each other, and I wowed you with my explanation of the differences between this year's tax code and last year's.
Oh, I think that really hooked her.
Bet it did.
Yeah, for sure.
And how economic diversity can play into each submission we receive.
What is this guy doing?
I don't know. I got the vibe that we were really connecting because I thought you were taking all that information down.
No, she wasn't.
But then I realized you were just writing my name on the cup.
That's what she was doing. Yeah, just her job.
Bottom line, we do have a lot in common.
In what way?
We both have stains on our work outfits,
okay.
And we both deal with money.
Except we know where her stains came from.
If you see this, let's discuss the wonders of tax evasion over a mojito or two.
That sounds like a fun conversation.
Signed, Bill the Three-Legged Tax Man.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't even know! What is happening here?
I don't know. That doesn't sound good, though. It doesn't sound good.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Oh, okay. Woman for man.
All right.
Shooting her shot. I'll be your Greek goddess.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
You were the authentic Greek man who helped me with my order yesterday at the food truck.
Oh.
Now, I say authentic because I can smell the olive oil dripping from your hair as you handed me back my change.
Okay.
If you don't remember, I was the fluffy brunette with the tan hoodie that said on the front, "It's a beautiful day to leave me alone."
Oh, nice.
In retrospect, that choice of clothing was a mistake.
Oh.
Because I wanted you to do the opposite.
Okay.
I want you to maybe get... in my business, if you know what I mean.
What?
That was in quotes.
Okay.
Anyway, after I ordered, you told me to wait by the picnic table for my name to be called out, so I did.
Okay.
Boy, was that a mistake.
Okay.
It was just me and a tzatziki sauce squirt bottle. Every time you turned away to talk to the cook, I squirted some into my mouth.
What in the world?
One time I missed and I got all over my hoodie. So So I came back to the window and you handed me a handful of napkins, then winked at me and told me you had to take a leak.
What? Winked at her and said, I got to take a leak.
Who said that out loud? The cook ended up calling my name and giving me my gyro. As I was driving away, I saw you relieving yourself behind a tree. Oh, God. Apparently, your hair isn't the only thing that's Greek.
What does that mean?
I don't know what's happening.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is happening today?
I don't know. I came back today to see you again, but was disappointed to see a taco truck in your spot.
Oh, no.
Listen, I still ordered from them. But I couldn't stop thinking about you. Hugs and kisses from Olive.
Her name is Olive?
Her name's Olive, I guess.
Oh, my
gosh. She's saying it's Olive, and it is. I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny.
Wow.
It was a lot of, I think, oversharing.
Well, that happens sometimes. So yeah, whether you're just trying to flirt with the barista with your tax code, or you're trying to flirt with the guy who's at the Greek food truck.
And the tzatziki sauce squirt bottle just gets a little out of control.
Gets away from you.
Yeah.
All right, it can be only one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection. Oh, man.
On 99.7 TJX. Remember last Thursday, we kind of told you the story about Kat Janis. Kat Janis is a musician and was hopeful to even be alive when this song was released. Dancing Out of My Head. See, she has terminal cancer, signed over the rights to her son so he could benefit from the proceeds, and kind of encouraged people to stream it
on. Every stream would pay him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, cents on the dollar,
right,
but still.
But the more that streamed, it could add up.
Right. So an update on this. She is, as of yesterday, charting on Billboard at number 37 for Hot Dance and Electric, and number 11 for digital sales. So
that's great.
That's an incredible. Yeah, that's an incredible story. Again, her name, Kat Janis, and the song Dance You Out of My Head. Here's what it sounds like. This is the first you've ever heard it. Low key bop there.
Very Dua Lipa-ish.
Yes. Yeah, so anyways, she's charting now, so that is good. You know, her diagnosis really hasn't changed since we told you about it.
She's in hospice.
Yeah, last week. But yeah, at least word is getting out and people are paying attention and at least doing the little thing of, hey, I can, you know, I can stream Dancing Out of My Head.
And help her 7-year-old.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, coming up next, you know, there are a lot of reasons a restaurant may have to close its dining area. Maybe it's, you know, flood related. Maybe it's something with the kitchen. Maybe there is a health violation.
Right. You got to do some cleaning.
Yeah. But this may be one of the more funnier reasons, thanks to a typo.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Imagine sending an all-staff email telling everyone you're getting ready to go number two.
Why would you do that?
What's the most embarrassing typo you've ever made?
Okay.
This is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without saying you're closed because of unforeseen circumcisions, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's different. I think they meant circumstances.
I mean, you
but that
think.
That is different.
You think.
That is different, though. Yeah. That is why we proofread.
Yeah, this Pizza Hut up in Canada had to put up a sign to announce that they were only open for takeout and delivery. And it had, because due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience.
We've got a lot of procedures that we've got to knock out here.
Yeah.
And they didn't have space at the hospital.
Obviously,
apparently.
Dinner has been cut short.
Cut short.
Or they're making staffing cuts. Local hospital jumped in on social media and said that they could handle the circumcisions for them.
All right. right. Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
We should probably do that there.
Pizza Hut went back and kind of apologized, confirmed that it was an autocorrect issue.
Oh, dang it, and, autocorrect.
Yeah, and they put up a new sign emphasizing circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. We knew that's what you meant, but it's still funny to see it in a sign.
But did we? But did we actually know what they meant?
We did. It's typically not on the menu at Pizza Hut.
So would love to hear, what's the most embarrassing typo you've ever sent, either in an email, all staff email, in a text message? I know, you know, we always like to bring up the fact that I texted you, I love you.
It was really sweet.
It was sweet. It was sweet. It was kind of out of the blue.
It was a little random.
And
I was taken aback.
And you, Kelly was taken aback.
I love you too.
Don't know how to respond.
Is this where we're at now at this point, our relationship?
It was meant for my wife.
Yes.
But yes, it was obviously an errant text. Not to say that I don't, Kelly, but it was just one of those text messages that were mistaken. So yeah, would love to hear your story, the most embarrassing typo. And yes, there is an actual message from Tony, who did send an all staff email referring to what I said at the beginning, that I'll explain coming up, plus more of your stories. The dining room will be closed. Sorry for the inconvenience due to an unforeseen circumcision.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a sign there at a Pizza Hut in Canada. Unfortunate typo. So we asked, what are some of the more embarrassing typos that you've ever sent? From Tony, I once sent an all-staff email about being on vacation and that if there was anything last minute they needed me to record, that I would be dropping in on Saturday for a quick shift.
Oh, no.
The problem is I forgot the F shift.
Oh, no, no.
And within minutes, I had coworkers blowing up my email.
And that's the kind they're never going to forget.
No,
they will
never.
Never let that down.
Never.
That will follow him forever.
Another text. If you have a moment, can you stop by my office for a quick sex?
That's
nice. Thank you.
All right. That's fun.
That was a text sent to another employee.
Oh, gosh.
Whoops.
Oh. You got to be careful with that.
I was
going to
say, yes, that could get you in HR.
Yes, it could.
Oh, my gosh. Got one. A text sent to her boss, Butch's boss. Bitch is out.
Oh, no.
If you need anything, I'm here to help.
Nope, not that Butch. Switch. Butch. It's Butch.
Butch. Not the other one.
No.
Robert said, texted, I love you, Abby, instead of I love you, baby, to someone not named Abby. The kicker is she was jealous of an Abby I had hooked up with before we started dating.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that backstory. Oh, that was unintended backstory.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Oh.
Here's another one listener sent in. I accidentally texted my boss, love you, instead of thank you, after she approved my vacation time.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was an awkward conversation the next day.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is always awkward.
Another text. Okay, boo. When I meant to put okay, bye. In a text to a male coworker.
Oh, boy. I was like, oh, did our relationship just get elevated?
Oh, my gosh. We got a message from a listener. I was in a group chat with 30 brand new coworkers.
Oh, gosh.
Autocorrect turned, I might be late.
No.
I might be late to, I might be lesbian.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't even realize it until days later.
That is not anywhere near the same word.
What a way to come out. Oh, jeez. They're like, all right.
Thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Good luck on your journey.
Yes. Good luck on your journey. That's too much. Oh, shoot. All right. Let's end it there. If you've got anything you'd like to contribute, you can. 502-795-1997.
Oh.
Birthday, buddy.
Okay, this is brought to you by our friends at Hemptopia. 10 years ago, Heather Benoit, teacher, received a purple crayon from a former student. And to this day, she says it's one of the most impactful gifts she's ever received because it was a sign he paid attention to a little detail like her favorite color.
When I opened it, I was like, it's purple. And he was like, yeah, that's your favorite color. And I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. I think about it often, especially when I'm just sitting with the kids in my program coloring. He took that time to pay attention to those minor details to make a huge movement. It's something that will always live in my head and embed in my heart because that's just something that means the most is taking the time to show somebody appreciation.
Yeah, she keeps it in the box that it was gifted to her in right there. And it's just something she thinks about a lot because it was just such a small gesture, but it was big in the fact that he paid attention.
Was his name Harold?
I don't know.
Isn't there a book, Harold and the Purple Crayon?
Maybe.
All right.
Sweet
good
story,
deal.
Though. Yeah. You can see it at WDJX.com.
I remember when I was in college at the dawn of the internet, we got on, my roommate and I would get on the internet, and we created several screen names, several profiles, right? Like back then, AOL, you could like have different screen names and things like that and go into things called chat rooms where you would find a chat room with a topic that you were interested in.
Mm-hmm.
There were several different topics and several different areas that you could join these chats and talk about all sorts of things.
I don't think I ever did a chat room.
With people all across the world, the country, all that stuff.
I remember in college we had to learn how to like create web pages. There was Netscape. You remember Netscape?
Yeah. So we created this profile, the Doc21. That was our screen name.
The Doc21.
Yeah, because
was
we were both
during your pre-med.
Yes, yes. We were both in pre-med. He stayed in pre-med in medicine.
You did not.
I did not. That's another story.
Uh-huh.
But we created this profile called the Doc21. And we would go into these chat rooms. And immediately with this screen name, these people would start messaging us, oh, you're a doctor. We'd be like, uh-huh. Well, yes, we are.
Uh-huh.
You know,
dishing out medical advice in the chat rooms?
Well, we were picking up, quote, picking up.
Picking up babes.
Babes, women.
Yeah.
So we thought.
Yeah.
You know, who,
of course.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? Could be some other dude across the country.
Absolutely.
Who's like catfishing it.
Yes.
That was before we knew what catfishing was.
Sure. It's before, probably still happening.
Yeah, before catfishing was a thing. And we would just go in and we'd start these conversations with different other screen names. And they would, oh, wow, that's so cool, you know, and. You know, what do you do? I'm
specializing in surgery.
Yes, I'm an ear, nose, throat doctor. You know, just performed, an extraction of a thing. You know, I
that's
mean,
a slippery slope.
Oh, we would make up stuff that we were literally learning in class.
Great.
We
were just spitting out like that chapter from the day.
Yes.
That's great.
And so that was something that we did. We had some fun with it. And, you know, as the internet, as we matured and all that stuff, it's just
you
something that.
You exited the chat room.
Yeah, we just stopped doing it.
The Doc21 disappeared.
The Doc21. Yes.
But wait, where are we going to get our medical advice?
Yes, the Doc21. That's what it was. I remember it. I remember it vividly. But I remember we even talked on the phone with people.
You were giving consultations on the phone?
So it wasn't consultations so much as the, hey, what's your number? Let's chat. And so we would, like they would call our dorm room.
Oh, boy.
And we'd just sit there and talk, hey, how are you? You know, where are you from? I'm from California. Oh, okay. All right, great. You know, I mean, that's.
What are you up to right now?
I know. I was going to say, we're just a couple guys.
So bizarre.
In Ohio.
Sure.
Just doing
posing
that.
As doctors.
I know.
In strange chat rooms. Yeah,
right, right.
With strangers.
That's so funny because we just got a text message at 502-795-1997 from Leslie who said, I absolutely met my husband in a chat room.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing.
I don't know.
Amazing.
I don't know if you or he were catfishing one another, but that obviously worked out for you. So catfishing, it turned into this thing. There was a big show about it.
Sure.
And there were some famous people who had been catfished.
Yes. And now there are famous people that, well, people posing as famous people trying to catfish money.
That's bad, absolutely.
Too.
So Darren caught his wife doing some sneaky stuff, right? And now he's kind of concerned about what he saw, how bad it is, all that stuff. It's group therapy. We'll dive into that coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Darren wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, if I may, I'd love your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I just found out my wife is helping one of her girlfriends test her new boyfriend.
How so?
She basically is catfishing this guy with fake Instagram and Facebook profiles with sexy profile pictures that aren't her to see how loyal he is.
Oh.
Weird, right?
Mm.
I only found out about this when I saw she was logged into this profile and I asked her about it. My wife was honest with what it was, but I still feel weird about the whole thing. For one, what guy in their right mind would accept a friend request and answer DMs from a profile with only a profile picture, like three friends and no posts? Valid point.
Yes, valid.
Valid point. Everybody has to know that's a scam, right? And two, I don't like that my wife is involved in this.
Uh-huh.
She's writing these flirty messages to him to see how he responds so she can show her girlfriend. Now, I understand this kind of stuff happens, but don't think my wife would stoop to this level. I even told her that, and she says it's no big deal. She's just helping out a friend who last year found out her long-term partner had cheated on her with a woman he met through social media.
Mm.
So now she's paranoid about dating again, and my wife is trying to help calm her fears.
Mm.
I don't like this test and wondered, am I overreacting? And if I'm not, how do I communicate to her that this isn't cool?
Okay.
Are there really women who still do this, or is my wife the only one? Have any of your female listeners done this trap and had it work? I guess I just need some big picture talk here. Thanks so much.
Whoa, Darren. You're asking a whole lot here.
A lot.
You're asking a whole lot here.
I understand your concerns. This feels icky. I kind of also understand the motivation. It's still not great. This is not good. And what if the friend's boyfriend finds out they're doing this? He's not going to be happy.
Part of me thinks these two conspired to do this before, where it's like, hey, will you send a message to this and see if he responds?
Well, it was born out of the fact that she was cheated on before via social media. So I think she's trying to now, because of that past experience, trying to make sure it doesn't happen again by putting the new guy to the test. It's never, I think, the best policy.
Oh, to like try to test.
Deceive someone. Yeah.
Test them to.
Yes.
That's like, you know, the TikTok challenge a few months ago where it was like you'd film as you walked up to your boyfriend or your partner or whatever and be like, hey, name a female. Give me a female name.
Exactly.
And they're supposed to say just like your name.
Yes.
Because you're a female. But instead,
they come up with another name.
A lot of them are like,
reason for being mad.
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
And
wrong like, answer.
Right.
We're
wrong.
Done.
Wrong. It's supposed to be me. Right. So, yeah, sometimes these tests backfire. Sometimes I can see how it's born out of trauma.
Exactly. From what she experienced in the past. She doesn't want to go through that again. She clearly has trust issues, but she also has to understand that you can't project your past experiences onto this new person if there's no reason to think that this new person would do that too.
Yeah, but your past experiences help make you who you are today, so.
Sure, but again, you're projecting.
Yeah. We got a text from a listener who said, I'm a woman in my mid-40s. If I was younger, like around 25, I'm going to be honest, I would do this to help my girlfriend out even today.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it is low-key. It is a definitive way to find out how loyal they are if they start answering back with flirty messages.
I could go on my Instagram right now and go into the hidden messages or whatever that little thing is.
Hidden requests
or just message requests.
Yeah.
And look right now and see that there's like 12 and they're all spam from like, hey, I noticed your profile picture.
Yes.
You look cute.
Oh, I got a couple
Wanna
too.
Hook up?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And it's like,
but
I know.
But they have zero followers. I'm not responding.
Right. We have no common followers.
Right.
They don't follow me. Sure. I don't follow them.
Yes.
And it's but obviously
a fake. But if you
get
a cute enough profile picture, though.
No.
Cute enough. There's,
no.
There's some dummies that'll be like, all right.
Absolutely not.
See, I need to investigate.
Then they deserve to get caught.
Right.
And they deserve everything
okay.
that's coming to them.
So circling back then, is this a valid thing that she's doing? Do we calm Darren's fears and be like, hey, it's pretty valid what they're doing?
All right. All right. All right. Let's pause here. Call or text us 502-795-1997. Tell us your story about this very thing. What happened to you? What happened to your boyfriend, girlfriend?
Should Darren be upset or worried that his wife is involved in these shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
So Darren, our listener, caught his wife catfishing her girlfriend's new boyfriend because they're, quote, testing him. Like sending flirty DMs, etc., trying to catch him doing something bad. Now he's concerned about what he saw. How bad is it really? And needs some kind of, quote, big picture talk.
Doesn't want his wife involved in something like this.
Yeah, now, I can understand that.
Megan brought up a really good point on text. Why ask your married friend? If she's creating a random profile, can't she do it herself?
It's like laundering money, Kelly.
Okay.
I mean, not that I would know anything about this, but it's... it's keeping it away from you, and so you are innocent by, you're like,
oh,
well,
your hands are clean.
Yeah, your hands are clean. Yeah, exactly.
You asked your friend to do this.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. Now, Lisa says, Hector Projector needs to heal her past before she drags everybody down for a stupid relationship, which is true, because that's what I'm saying is she's doing this because of a past relationship she got cheated on from some guy, you know, using social media to cheat. And so she's now worried that this new guy is going to do the same thing, but she can't project her past onto this new guy. There's no reason to think that yet, right?
Now, Brandy wrote on Facebook, my ex done it all the time.
Uh-oh.
I had a catfish convo with him, and it helped me get the heck out of town.
Okay, then. Wow.
Emily said all the guys getting mad because now they have to wonder if the girls they are DMing are trying to help their girlfriends find out if they're cheaters. LOL.
Yeah, that is an excellent point. Jessica texted, you might be surprised how many people would respond to a decoy profile. It's not the greatest plan, but I 100% understand women doing this for each other, especially if her friend has been cheated on before. How long has it been going on? Because you only need to make a couple of tries to see if he's going to fall for it. So it should be short-lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, has this happened to you?
I had a girl that I was seeing, new in the relationship. She sent her friend to flirt with me at the bar, and it did not work because I found out that it was her friend and she was testing me, and it's like, that's just creepy and wrong.
So that really upset you?
Yeah, I mean, trust is a two-way street.
Yes. Did you break up over it?
Oh, absolutely did.
Yeah.
So Darren needs to tell his wife, shut it down. Shut down the operation.
It's helping her friend in the moment, but in the long run, it's going to hurt her.
Okay. Good point. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Got another response. Mosin says, ask, wouldn't you be concerned if I had another social media account where I was flirting with other women who didn't know it was me?
True.
Yeah, just kind of like put it back on her and say, hey, if I were doing this same thing, how would it look to you?
Right.
And then kind of put yourself in my shoes and then see how I'm seeing it.
She's like, I'm really not flirting, though. I'm just doing it for a friend. I'm like fake flirting.
Mm.
That's probably what she would say.
There are several that are saying, hey, it's the Tony Melito effect.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Now we get it.
Yeah, see, Christy said on Facebook, the friend needs to be alone a little longer to help heal from the pain of the last relationship. Doing this type of stuff is petty and immature and doesn't help. It will, however, help the new man realize he needs to get out while it's early. Your wife isn't helping her friend because she's enabling the crazy. If she's okay with this for her friend, what else is she okay with?
Okay, so we did get a text from a listener that says run. Because this is valid, but only if she has reason to believe he's cheating. And says, my boyfriend insisted on going to a Rolling Loud concert alone in another state because I had to work. He had cheated prior to this, so I had my sister make a fake account, text him as if she was a stranger at the same concert.
Oh, wow.
Sure enough.
Oh, no.
He tried to meet up with her.
Oh, gosh.
Lied to me about it.
Oh.
And had the messages deleted once he got home.
Gosh. gosh.
And this guy had the audacity to be mad at me too.
Oh, okay. Well, in that situation, when you say it like that, there could be,
you know,
a reason for this behavior.
But we don't know if he's a dirty dog yet.
Right.
Like, we don't know if he's a dirty dog.
We don't know anything about this new guy.
So
he
let
can
him
be completely okay. Nice and innocent, never cheated on anybody in his past at all. So we don't, that's the one factor we don't know, is if there's any reason to think that the new guy is being shady.
All right. So how about let's innocent till proven guilty.
Yes.
Let him be a dirty dog, and then once he is, then you can roll in with the catfishing.
Yeah, and the proof, and the this is why I'm dumping you, because you suck.
Because you suck. Okay. But let's do the whole innocent until proven guilty.
What do we tell Darren?
I was gonna say we're talking to the girlfriend now.
Yes. What do we tell Darren? Tell his wife.
I think it's the whole, hey, if I were doing this, how would that look to you? Okay. I don't feel comfortable knowing that you're involved in this sort of deception sort of thing.
You don't play in that game. You let her create whatever profile she wants to and do that on her own, because she can. If she wants to go that route, she needs to do it herself. You don't be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The past is in the past. I mean, who knew
have comfort,
what sage advice this was going to become for the show.
Have comfort in our friend Tony Melito.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Thank you, Tony.
We needed that button, didn't we?
We didn't realize how badly we did.
We needed it.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Darren, for reaching out. We hope it works out for you. Keep us posted, okay?
Oh, we need to know if he is a dirty dog, though.
That is true.
We do need to know that.
All right. How dirty is this dog? All right. That is group therapy. Monster Jam tickets to give away here on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Derek, calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, Derek. He's got brown hair, drives a 2018 Nissan Altima because he's rich. Is the manager for a health company and has been married for lucky 13 years.
Oh, that's great.
Aw, Derek. How do you keep the magic alive, buddy?
Let's never stop dating your wife.
Oh, that's good. See, that's a really nice sentence. Good way to sum that up. Never stop dating your wife.
Never
like
stop.
That.
Never stop like dating that. The wife. That's right.
Genius.
About how many times a month do you date your wife?
Enough to keep the spark alive.
Okay.
See, as a...
Oh.
What? As a resolution, my wife and I decided that we were going to try to date each other once a week, I think.
Good for you. Can we move on with the game?
Derek, is that good for you? I mean, is that...
I'll talk about my wife, but yeah, we can move on with the game probably.
Come on, Derek. You knew what you're getting yourself into.
I mean, they should at this point.
Yeah. All right. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
All right. You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right. Here we go. First one.
I threw a huge tray of meatballs in a swimming pool.
Ah, yes.
Threw a huge tray of meatballs in a swimming pool. All right. Could go either way.
I mean, I suppose. My initial thoughts is a drunk adult. I don't know how many little kids like meatballs.
That's true.
Maybe that's why she threw it in the pool.
I was going to say, that could be why. Like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
Into the pool I go.
Well, I'm going to go with my initial gut. I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, you're going to say drunk adult.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stick with you on that. That sounds good.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Ah.
You got it. That's right. What happened here?
We were at a house party when I saw a girl kiss my boyfriend.
Mm.
I walked over, I slapped her, and then I went over to this tray of meatballs she'd made for the party, and I just threw them in the pool. And he kicked me out, and my boyfriend dumped me the next day.
Okay.
It was so bad.
Wow. Oh,
that escalated.
That happened. Yep. It was a lot where they were her meatballs. Like, slapped her, just kissing my boyfriend. Oh, no, you didn't. That
right.
was an oh, no, you didn't moment.
It certainly was. All right, Derek, you are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I ran out on the basketball court during the Final Four, and I caused the game to stop.
Oh. Oh. Oopsies. Oopsie daisies.
They're in the Final Four. Well, I think I would have seen that.
Yes.
I watch a lot of basketball.
There has to be video, right?
Yeah. I'm usually the guards are up on their game about adults getting out there. I'm gonna say a little kid.
I think little kid too. That's what I'm thinking. Innocent little excited kid.
You know what, Derek is you. I love how technically you're thinking about this.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. So you're both saying little kid?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Yes. You got it. Little kid.
Wow.
And we went to like the Final Four one year as I grew up in the basketball family. And I got separated from my parents when we went to the concession stand for snacks. And I was freaking out because I couldn't find them. So, you know, I thought I would run out to a referee for help.
They look like they know people.
Right.
But the game had to be stopped. And it was this big ordeal, and my dad was absolutely mortified. He was mortified. And that was the last time that we sat courtside until I was in high school.
All right.
Oh, wow.
At courtside seats.
Oh, dang. But seriously, if you're a little kid and you're like, he has a whistle, so I'm going to that guy to see if he can help me find my mom.
Derek, so far, you are perfect. Let's see if we can round it out with a perfect score here. Little kid, drunk adult.
I slipped off a concrete bench while I was trying to mack on this girl and broke my arm.
Ouchie. Slipped off a concrete bench trying to mack on a girl, broke the arm.
Dang.
I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good one.
Haven't we all been there, Derek? Haven't we all?
Yeah, as a kid and as an adult. yeah, all right. I'm gonna say drunk adult on this one.
Okay.
Okay. I think drunk adult vibes on this one, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. Kelly, not confident enough to stray from Derek's answers.
I'm not. I don't know. It could go either way.
Okay. Both of you saying drunk adult?
I was actually a little kid.
Oh, dang it!
Dang.
Dang.
Little kid. Little kid.
And the girl I was trying to mack on was Mrs. Teacher's assistant. I was like in 7th or 8th grade, and she was fresh out of college. I just remember thinking she was the hottest girl I had ever seen. During recess, she was out as a monitor, and I remember trying to be all smooth, and I was standing on a concrete bench trying to talk to her, and then not paying attention where I was on said bench. I went too far to one side, slipped off, and broke my arm.
Okay.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, older woman trying to impress her.
Older woman.
Yeah, all that. And by the way, shout out to Tim, who's playing along on Facebook. He didn't get any of them right.
Ah, well, you know what?
Not
Derek,
one.
You did better than Tim.
All right.
Yeah, congratulations. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You're a winner, buddy, all right?
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
There you go. Oh, good stuff. Thank you for participating in the game. I'm going to put you on hold a real quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay, buddy?
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Keep those stories coming. Please keep the stories coming. So here's what we do. You get your little phone out. You record a little voice note. Tell them the story. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. And then email it. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
There you go.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Amber rolling in with the tea about Justin Timberlake's 43rd birthday yesterday. Apparently he leaked another new song. And he was feeling it. And right before this song, he says, "I'm not apologizing to anybody."
Oh!
This is according to our listener, Amber.
OMG.
And then she says, "I still don't have tickets to Lexington. I'm going to need you guys to give them away." With that request in Cry Me a River. Here you go. Throwback Thursday. Oh, there it is. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Get to a text real quick from Carly. Just says, "Needing a little Beyonce. Irreplaceable." Good news. We can do that.
And I'm kind of shocked she didn't say, "I need to hear To the Left by Beyonce."
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Ruthie, I'm on my way to school. Can you play California Girls by Katy Perry?
Oh, yes.
She said thank you. She used her manners.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Oh, I like manners. That's a vibe. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
So is your music video that you can find deep, 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 deep on our YouTube channel.
Oh, that is deep on the YouTube channel.
Deep, deep, deep on the YouTubes.
Me in a dress walking around.
Yes.
With Poor that Street Live.
Purple ponytail wig. Where Aww. In the world did you find it? It's magical.
I don't
though.
Even know.
It really made the outfit.
I don't even know. All right. Throwback Thursday.
By the way, happy birthday to Dr. Aaron on Sunday. Can't play a request. It's not legal.
It's not legal. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I will shout out the fact that your shout to Dr. Aaron, who is having a birthday, I get that. Her request, to be very transparent, was for Taylor Swift 22.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
However, Taylor Swift 22 is now a Taylor's version, which is not 6 years old, so legally we can't play
because
it.
Because of a technicality.
Yeah, technicality. So, adjacent request, 1999, just because it deals with numbers. Okay? Prince, Throwback Thursday. We'll do a little bit.
It deals with numbers?
Yeah, I know. Just numbers. Okay. That's what I came up with. All right? Okay. All right, so enjoy this. All right, dealing with numbers there, 99.70 JX, Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Brooke from Bardstown. Hey, can you guys play Weezer Beverly Hills, please? LOL, TY, love you guys.
LOL, TY.
Thank you.
Lots of laughs.
Also using her manner.
Or manners. Lots of love.
Laughing out loud.
Oh. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Teachers always said my students were talking about the halftime show, and at least half didn't know who Usher was.
Oh, you're about to learn.
Can we teach them?
Yes.
School's in session, kids.
Yeah, Beth also wanted to hear Usher, yeah. Several others on the Usher train. So toot toot all aboard, let's go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I'm just going to hit you with a double shot real quick, just because I feel like it.
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. We make the rules.
Yes, you do.
That's
you
right.
Push the buttons, man, yeah,
that's
David.
That's
Look
right.
You
we
pump
do.
Out your chest.
We.
Then the motto.
Throwback. Ah, what a song.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
We got to keep that vibe going.
Sassy Matt.
Swedish House Mafia. Yes, this is a valid request.
Yeah. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Just a bunch of requests. Play back to back to back to back. We don't play the entire song.
No, why would we? Jessica from Recycle Floyd County says, shout out to Soulful Tattoo Studios in Georgetown.
Why?
I don't know. This is Shaq.
Did she get tatted up?
I don't know.
No regrets.
No hashtag no regrets. That'd be amazing. April says, no offense, but last week sucked.
Okay.
We need more bangers this week. Throw in a couple. I love wieners, too.
I love wieners.
So Maggie says, it's Maggie. Can you please play Fireflies? And I would say yes. Hashtag bangers.
That is a sharp left turn.
You know
the
what?
Vibe we were on right now. We were on a vibe train.
You know what, April? Noted.
This is what you're giving her?
Noted.
You're rolling in with this?
Throwback Thursday. A foxtrot above my head. A sock. It's Throwback Thursday. Hashtag bangers only.
Yeah.
99.70 JX.
Got a text. Hey, guys, my mom's name is Angie. Today's her 49th birthday. Can you play something for her?
Angie's mom has got it going on. Throwback. Angie's mom.
Oh. Lexi's mom. It was Lexi. Angie is the mom. What's All the right. matter with you? Also, right, Ellie is having a birthday same day as her daughter, Sophie.
Oh.
Sophie's mom has got to go. We could do that, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you both.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Setting a mood here.
What is this? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What is this?
What?
What are you doing? This is awkward. She's five. Sophie is five. This is the birthday song you make for her.
Vibes only. Vibes
this
only.
This is really for you, Ellie. This is for you.
shouting it out. Yeah.
Yeah, 3-year-old's birthday.
Rolling in. Is that one for them? It's a vibe. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go back Thursday. Sabby, Sarah, we need some Gaga this morning. Yeah, we all do. It's fine. All right.
Oh, boy.
Again, if you have just discovered this radio program, welcome. It's Throwback Thursday.
Just know your birthday request will be awkward. Sorry, Michelle.
Throwback Thursday here on... It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I can't remember who requested this, but I like it, so... You won't remember. Kesha, Pitbull, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
By the way, I just got a little feedback from Ellie. She says the gasp that came out of that kid when she heard her name on the radio. Thank you. I love
I love
birthday
that.
Vibe song, too.
I love that.
It was a birthday cake song.
Yeah.
Birthday cake.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
What are we getting to here?
I don't know. What are we getting to? What do you have? What do you want? What's next?
What was that? What was the name of the person?
What song?
Marion?
Oh, Marion.
Oh,
Five.
It's Catherine. Yes. Wanted Sugar.
Wanted by Marion Five.
Yeah, can't do that. Sorry. We're not going to do Marion Marion Five.
Though. They sound practically the same.
Have no idea who Marion Five is.
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. It sounds very similar, I think. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly in the middle of Throwback Thursday.
Olivia is turning 27. She's your Chris Brown with you. It would make her day.
Oh, it would make her day.
Yeah, it would make her day.
We're about making people's days
here. Absolutely.
Hashtag Throwback Thursday.
And together, baby, there is nothing we won't do. Cause if I got you, I don't need money. I don't need cars. Girl, you're my own.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Got to shout out some Throwback Thursday newbies, Shayna and her crew, Navy, Knox, and crew.
Cool.
How cute is that? Welcome.
Nice. Kelly from Crescent Hill, once Daddy Yankee, I don't have Gasolina queued up, all right? But I will do Rompe.
Okay.
Equally as fire.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I got another answer. Jessica, we asked her if she got tatted up, right? She shouted out a tattoo shop. She said, yes, she's getting more tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, picks her. Didn't happen.
All right, like that. Steven rolls in Toxic, Britney Spears. Yes.
Yes.
Obviously.
Question mark, explanation point.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Swifty Kim, I'll see your Ed Sheeran request and politely decline just because he's got some bangers, but they're just really slow songs.
Too slow right now. We got right now. Going on.
Yeah, yeah. So Samantha, we got your Laffy Taffy on, almost like Ed Sheeran. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Heather is pointing something out. We'll do Tootsie Roll since we're doing Taffy. It's in the candy category. It's valid.
We'll do just a little bit of it. All right.
Let me see the Tootsie Roll. 1994.
They shout out. This sounds ancient. Oh my gosh! Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
Tootsie's Roll.
Tootsie's Roll, yes.
They do, yes, absolutely. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX.
What a
goes
tasty
to
way to wrap up.
Fast.
It does.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back.
Listen, we see all of your requests. We love all of you individually.
In our own special way.
Yes. Thank you so much for texting, even if we completely ignored your request. We love you, though. Like you, Brooklyn. Sorry.
All right. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. How long have you taken to return something to the store before? Like, you've had something in your possession. You're like, oh, gosh, I've had this for, 2 months. I haven't opened it, but I just haven't made it back to the store yet. And then you kind of get that nervous walk back up to the store, to the counter.
Are they going
to take it? Are they going to take it? You know, some stores is like, hey, you got to have... it's got to be unopened and within 30 days. And okay, that's great. That's your return policy, whatever. Others are a little bit more lax.
Yes.
Well, it's known that Costco has a very generous return policy with their items. Literally, you can open something, you can like try it on or put it on or whatever. You can figure out, okay, that's not going to work for me, and then bring it back and they'll accept it.
There's, so you, theoretically, you could go wear it for a couple of weeks and then be like, I'm done with it.
I mean, there are very few.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, there are very few things that Costco won't return. I know that Fleet Feet, another that's a shoe place here in town. They have like a 90 day on your shoes. If you wear them for 90 days and you don't like them, you can return them.
You can wear them.
Yeah. Because it's
shoe stores are like, if there's any sort of dirt or anything looks like you wore them at all, they won't take them back.
Yeah, but like since it's a running store and they're like, okay, well,
you got to try them out. You got to run in them.
Yeah, you got to run in them. And if you don't like them,
that's
great. So some stores have really, you know, lax or just good return policies if you're the customer. So this woman bought a couch from Costco. A couple years ago? Yep, and decided on TikTok.
So we bought the couch from Costco 2.5 years ago, right before we had Santiago.
Yeah, it's right before she had her kid. And she decided, you know what, don't really like it anymore. It doesn't really fit the decor. So thought, I got it from Costco. Maybe I can just return it.
I do want to premise, it is very intimidating going in there with a big, giant purchase and you're returning it. But who cares? Return it. They have an awesome return policy.
Yeah. And
so wait. She walks right back in with the couch.
Yeah.
She brings it.
Brings the couch back to Costco.
Bold, especially if you were a little unsure if they were going to take this 2.5 years later.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Costco basically says anything electronic, jewelry, alcohol, tires, batteries, you can't return.
Right.
But anything else.
Fair game.
Buy your furniture from Costco, girl. You can return it when you don't like it anymore.
Yeah, so then she
goes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't get to film after because we were in a rush and stuff. But when I got up there, I already knew the date that I had bought it because I had taken a photo of when we were bringing it up to our apartment at the time because I was pregnant and I couldn't lift it.
Yeah, so she...
But did she have a receipt?
No.
You need a receipt? You don't
she
even
didn't.
Need a receipt? How can you prove you got it there?
Because they looked it up.
Oh,
that's what she explains here.
So luckily I knew the date. I told her around the date that I bought it. She looked it up in the computer.
Yeah. And she said, I knew the date because I took a picture of the couch.
Well, good thing that they can go back that far in their records.
And so they did.
Told me exactly which one it was. She found the online, whatever she looked at. And then she goes, okay, cool. And that was it. She just asked me if there was anything wrong with it or I just didn't want it. Or like it anymore. And I said, I just didn't like it anymore, which is, we just don't like the color anymore. They gave us our refund, full refund to his card. So yeah, it worked.
That's
so,
like renting a couch for 2.5 years and then getting your money back.
So is she the jerk for returning her couch to Costco more than 2 years ago? Or
no.
Is she to be commended for finding, I don't know if it's a loophole or just using the system?
It's the policy. And if they don't have any time limit set on when you can return something and you don't even need the receipt because they can look it up on the computer, that is their policy. Use it.
Yeah.
That's
so
genius.
Some people online are commending her.
Yes.
For working
like
the system in her favor and saying, hey, you know what? Costco's getting money back from the manufacturers for returns. And so you're already paying an annual membership fee to shop there.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
You know, hey, that it's part of the whole, you know, thing. Then you can walk over and you can get a hot dog for $1.50, which Costco has said they're losing money every single year on that deal.
Wow.
But the CEO's like, so help me God, if I am still alive, we're still selling hot dogs for $1.50. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fantastic.
So, but others are like slamming her online saying, look,
that's
people
awful.
Like you who abuse this system, you're forcing companies to make returns harder for everyone else.
So they're afraid she's going to ruin
it,
that little system.
Yeah.
Like they're going to decide at some point too many people are taking advantage of it, so we got to shut it down.
Right, exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. And we just got a text message from a listener. It's like, it's people like that that make prices go up.
I mean, that is true. That is true. But still, I am impressed that she was bold enough to waltz in there with a couch.
What she even said.
2.5 years old.
Very intimidating to do that.
Well, yes, because I can imagine you feel like you're committing a crime.
I know, right?
Like, I stole this couch. Or you're about to steal it because you used it for 2.5 years and now you're getting your getting full your money, refund.
The full refund.
Like, she literally had a free couch then for 2.5 years.
See, I think that's wild. That, like, she didn't even get store credit. Because yeah. because a lot of times
they
they'll just give you
her money.
They'll give you store credit
yes,
and say
after
yeah
a certain amount of time
yeah we
yes.
can't give you money back for this, but we'll give you store credit that you can use here.
How do more people not take advantage of that and then go and yes I can understand that
I'm
could
telling
become
you
a big problem
I
for Costco.
Well, it's people like me who even if I've had something for a week and I'm like
you
well
feel bad?
Well
I guess I'm keeping
I,
it.
I guess it's I learned a lesson. You know, and so I'll keep it.
Well, Heather's pointing out on text, Bed Bath & Beyond used to be like Costco. Where's Bed Bath & Beyond now?
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond used to send you 1,000 different coupons.
They did. You could use them
all together.
You could
stack them. Yeah, you could stack them.
That was the greatest, and I did that all the time.
You go through the checkout of Bed Bath & Beyond, and they'd be like, well, I guess we owe you money.
That's expired. Doesn't matter. Yep.
Wait, hang on. We owe you. Yep. We owe you
20% off, 20% off, 20% off,
20% off. We owe you $37.
Yep.
Oh,
that was
shoot.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, we'll tweet this out. You can kind of see her story. See the couch. It's a hey. Okay, so if you go to Costco and you see a gray sectional, be careful.
It was a sectional.
It could yeah. It was like
oh
a it was like an
gosh.
L. What it was like an L.
L shaped.
Yeah, it was like an L shaped couch.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just
this
be careful.
That is stunning.
If there's some now, I also know that there are some companies that will like. Let the employees have first dibs at it.
Yeah.
If there's something like that, they'll
still
be like,
a good couch.
Hey, we got a good couch that returned.
Put a little manager special sticker on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bob in the back's like, I'll take it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
It's reuse, recycle. I think that part of it's nice.
So it sounds like you're on her side and you're all good with it.
I am really impressed.
All right.
I'm impressed with the gutsiness that took.
Her gumption.
Yeah. And then the fact that they were just like, what? You just don't like it anymore? That's one of the excuses. Costco was like, yep, I don't like it anymore.
Yep,
okay,
don't
then.
Like it.
That's
all right,
about,
then.
All right.
Yep.
It's their policy.
Thumbs up. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, and we'll tweet it out, at Ben and Kelly Show. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And where do you even go to sell something like this after you steal it? Can't really go to Facebook Marketplace, I don't think.
Well, and typically it's a best practice to only sell things that belong to you.
Yeah, so this is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a police radar trailer, then you're doing okay.
That is a bold steal.
Bold steal.
As if they're not going to look for that.
Right.
And then you're going to try to sell it?
I mean, what are you going to do with it?
That is true.
I mean, unless it's like vigilante and you're going to put it in your neighborhood, like, it should be over here. We got too many speeders in our neighborhood.
Maybe that was the case. You know what? We have a problem. This could solve it.
So this happened outside Seattle, but the Mason County Sheriff's Department looking for their stolen police radar trailer from a white male in his 30s who they caught on camera hooking it up to his trailer
maybe,
and driving off with it.
Maybe he was like, listen, I don't like that thing keeps telling me I'm speeding every time I drive by it, so I'm just going to get rid of it.
So
I'm going to remove it from the situation.
They posted on Facebook the picture of the actual police radar trailer, and they photoshopped a little couple words underneath the, you know, your speed.
Uh-huh.
And it just said, help me. So,
I've been kidnapped.
You know, I know locally there was a barbecue trailer that went missing from like one of our local restaurants.
Value Market.
And
the Value Market smoker got taken.
And it got. And it
was on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, and it popped
and
up on Facebook.
That's how they got it back.
Yes, exactly. So I guess just watch the Facebook Marketplace.
If someone's trying to sell a police speed radar trailer.
Right.
Then there you go.
Right.
You
so,
can offer to try to pay, you know, buy it.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that would go for.
Like,
how do you know how to set the price for that?
I mean, that's probably got to be at least a couple $1,000, right?
At least a couple thousand.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's like in the area of like 5 to 10. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Those specialized machines.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a police radar trailer, then you're doing okay.
So in that area, they should be watching Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, probably. Probably. It's 99.7 DJX. SZA on 99.7 DJX. We'll find out how many Grammys she actually walks away with. Nominated for 9 for this Sunday's award show here on 99.7 DJX. Now, in that song, SZA is talking about an ex and, you know, how she's lamenting and thinking about the things that she would do.
It's murdery.
There are other ways that you could maybe get back at an ex. Courtesy of Insomnia Cookies. They're offering a limited edition 12-pack of cookies called the It's Not Me, It's You pack.
Oh, tasty. That is tasty rejection.
Right?
I would take that.
So they'll include a handwritten breakup note on the inside.
All right.
Of the box.
And hear your feelings.
Yeah, you can't say anything like too spicy for them. But it's more along the lines of, hey, you're sweet, but not my flavor. I have the hots for your roommate.
Oh my God.
We're done. Have a nice life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they have several of those.
I like your roommate.
Right around Valentine's Day. If you're a little scorned because you don't have a date for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, cookies, great option.
Yeah, a dozen of those. A pack starts at $30 and you can get those. Those messages there. So.
That's a better way to deal with trying to dump someone or getting dumped or all the things.
Rather than contemplating murder?
Yes.
Insomnia cookies there. Ah, those are good cookies.
Genius. Is
they
so good.
Are good cookies. Yeah.
They can really cure anything that ails you.
Right?
Emotionally, physically, whatever.
Yep. Ed Sheeran now, 99.7 DJX. Sabrina Carpenter, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. On the website, WDJX.com, you can catch up on anything you may have missed, including this catfishing Facebook, Instagram sort of issue that we had from Darren's wife.
Well, yeah, it was from Darren. Darren's wife wasn't actually, like, you know, meaning to flirt with anybody for herself. She was flirting under a fake account for a girlfriend, trying to bait her new boyfriend to see if he was going to take the bait.
Yes. We don't know if the person has taken the bait or not.
And don't know if he, you know, has done anything in the past to make them think that he would do that. But she, the girlfriend, has, I guess, experienced something like that in the past. And now she's a little on edge.
Yep.
And worried about the new guy doing the same thing.
Yeah. So you can chime in on Facebook. You can see that all up there at Ben and Kelly Show. You can listen to the discussion and what we decided there at Ben and Kelly Show as well, or WDJX.com. Click listen. Plus, the most embarrassing typos, hysterical. It involves circumcision.
Sure does.
Yeah.
It's a different word than circumstances.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So, yeah, a lot of stuff for you to catch up right there on the podcast. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
502 traffic.
We're improving, but we still have...